Radio 1.
Time out.
Geef een oude soul ballad aan zangeres Cecil McLaurin Salvan. Zet daar een organist bij en dan krijg je dit.
I'm only one step ahead of heartbreak. One step ahead of misery. One step is all I have to take. Backwards to be the same old fool for you I used to be. I'm only one step ahead of your arms. One kiss away from your sweet lips. I know I can't afford to stop for one moment, 'cause I'm just out of reach of your fingertips. Your warm breath on my shoulder keeps reminding me that it's too soon to forget you. It's too late to be free. Can't you see? I'm only one step ahead of your love. I try, and yet I can't take two. Seems like I'll have to take that one step backwards, 'cause one step ahead is a step too far away from you. 'Cause one step ahead is a step too far away from you. Just one step ahead is a step too far away.
One Step Ahead. Een soul ballad bij Aretha Franklin. Vette hip-hop bij Mos Def. En het werd swingende jazz hier op The Window. Het nieuwe album voor Cecil McLaurin Salvan. Cecil groeide op in een Frans sprekend gezin in de US. De voertaal thuis was dus Frans. Haar ouders kwamen uit, in het geval van haar pa Haiti. En haar ma uit Frankrijk zelf. En er was een afspraak bij de McLaurin Salvans. Thuis spreek je enkel en alleen Frans. Zelfs in Florida.
Well, they knew, I think they understood that if I started to speak English at home, then the English would have taken over. And I would have probably lost a certain comfort level in French. So, mm-hmm. You know, since I was living in the States, and since English is such a ubiquitous language now, and it's so much in popular culture and so much in the movies that kids watch and everything, you know, even when you don't live in the States, I think English can really take over your life. Uh-huh. And so I think they just knew that.
Ja, bij de McLaurin Salvans was het dus thuis Frans. Op straten met de vriendjes was er al genoeg Engels te horen. Qua muziek kreeg Cecil een klassieke pianoopleiding. En van kinds af was dat tot de leeftijd van 18. Meestal tegen haar zin aan die piano. En soms ook met plezier, bijvoorbeeld als het Chopin was.
My mom made me basically take piano lessons until the age of 18. So for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of did it begrudgingly. Sometimes it would be fun because I liked kind of the expressive quality of playing some of these piano pieces and playing some of the Chopin nocturnes. But for me, music growing up was a lot about how it made me connect with my friends and with my family, you know, and how it was kind of a community thing and like dancing with a bunch of friends to music or singing to, you know, songs with a lot of my friends and that kind of thing.
Samen zijn met familie of vrienden, daar hoort muziek bij en met vriendinnen muziek luisteren en dansen. Cecil McLaurin Salvan aan de telefoon in Parijs.
Many faults. Joe, who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't see how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
Gentleman is a dope. Muziek van Rodgers en Hammerstein. En die pianist gehoord, dat is niet langer Aaron Deal, haar vroegere pianist, dat is Sullivan Fortner. De twee leerden elkaar kennen in een club in New York. Fortner en Cecil McLaurin Salvan.
He invited me to sing with him at a club in New York, and it was one of the most incredible experiences. And I started to sing with him more and more, and we would do duo concerts here and there when we were both available. And I just wanted to keep a memory of it because it's just a really special, I feel like it's a really special sound that we get together. I really just love singing with him, and I love the way that he plays, and I love the things that we pull out of each other. And the way that it feels kind of like we understand each other deeply.
Ze stimuleren elkaar tot bijzondere dingen op de piano en aan de zang. Sullivan Fortner, onlangs nog in Brussel in de band van Ben Wendell. Fortner aan de piano en de zang van McLaurin Salvant. En dan zitten we heel snel bij dat stokoude repertoire van Tin Pan Alley en van de musicals. Songs van bijna 100 jaar oud. Hoewel, oud. Voor haar is dat niet zo bijzonder oud.
It's not that old to me, you know, because I'm interested also in, like, Baroque music and medieval music and folk music, which is much older, you know. So for me, a song that's 100 years old is nothing. It's not, you can't even compare that to, like, these songs that I love that are 500 years old and that still feel very fresh and very deep and dear to my heart, you know.
Tegenover sommige folksongs en tegenover barokmuziek zijn dit natuurlijk geen echt oude songs. Alles is relatief. En tussen al die relatief jonge en oude songs zet ze dit keer maar één eigen gecomponeerd lied. En dat brengt ze in haar taal van vroeger, haar taal van thuis, het Frans, à clé, op slot. Het was het eerste liedje dat ze heeft geschreven, ooit in het Frans.
It's the first song that I've ever written in French. And there's such a tradition of really, really strong lyric writing in French song and a really poetic, amazing French lyrics. And so I think I always was a little bit afraid to sort of dip my toe in there.
Une trace du temps qui passe quand tu t'en vas. Ferme la porte à clé. Je t'attendrai à ta fenêtre à regarder passer les écoliers.
Cecil McLaurin Salvant, beducht en bewust van de hoge kwaliteit van teksten in de Franse muziek. Het is haar enige eigen song op haar nieuwe duo-album The Window. Enkel zang voor haar en de piano van Sullivan Fortner. Maar wat een expressie, wat een duidelijke manier altijd van zingen. Als er iemand in de jazz echt teksten brengt, zich 100% inleeft in de personages van die songs, dan is het zij wel, Cecil McLaurin Salvant. En dat is geen wonder, haar eerste ambitie lang geleden was eigenlijk om te acteren.
I'm in music because it's a place where I'm able to sing these stories. I think I always wanted to be an actress, so this is my way of doing that.
Did you ever try to
but
be?
But at the same time, I can... No, I never tried. I never tried. I think I realized that it would probably not be a very easy path or a very fulfilling path because it's just... I think acting and theater is just a really tough world to be in because you... you don't really have that much control over the content of what you do. You kind of have to audition and hope that they'll cast you in whatever it is that's going on, and end up doing commercials for, you know, dish soap, which I guess is, it has its it has its you know, perks. But I think this way I can choose what songs I want to sing, what stories I want to tell, and what characters I want to be. If I had been an actor, or if I had been in theater, I wouldn't have had as much freedom in that choice.
Acteurs en actrices moeten rekening houden met heel vele dingen, met vele mensen. Dus de controle over wat je maakt is vrij beperkt. In wat ze nu doet, in muziek, heeft ze veel meer vrijheid.
Hand in hand, have I lived to see the milk and honey land, where hate's a dream and love forever stands? Or is this a vision in my mind? Somehow all men feel they are truly free at last. Have we really gone this far through space and time? Or is this a vision in my mind? Are green, they only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say, today's not yesterday, and all things have. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds? Yesterday. and all things have an ending. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds?
The visions in the mind of Stevie Wonder. Cecil McLaurin's Salvant op haar nieuwe album The Window. Sullivan Fordner aan de piano en heel veel ruimte voor die stem. In mei komt ze naar het jazzfestival van Luik. Zij en ook Haley Tuck en Shai Maestro. Dat zijn de eerste namen voor Mitra Jazz aan Liège.